Good evening. I'm Tom Hewitt here with a KUAC News Minor update. Alaska's overdue capital budget has been passed by the legislature, compromising at close to $230 million with funding reappropriated to support special projects such as oil and gas tax credit subsidies and a new school in Kivalina. Senate Finance Committee co-chair Senator Anna McKinnon of Eagle River said most of the funds come from statutory budget reserve. Part of the compromise by both parties was to avoid pulling more funding from the constitutional budget reserve. These funds have been reappropriated from two larger projects, the Juneau Access Project, which proposed a 50-mile road to an unbuilt ferry terminal between Juneau and Haines, and the Kinnick Arm Bridge, a 2-mile stretch connecting Anchorage and the Matanuska-Susitna Borough. The budget also allocates $5 million to the University of Alaska's Deferred Maintenance Fund. The budget was discussed by a group of legislative leaders from both parties in hopes of reaching a compromise before a call to special session today. Nome Democratic Representative Neil Foster, who's co-chairman of the House Finance Committee, praised the cooperation between the House and Senate. The budget provides $20 million toward the necessary minimum of $77 million to make cash payments of tax credit subsidies to oil companies. The remainder of the needed funds were approved in the operating budget passed in June. These payments will slowly chip away at a state debt of $700 million owed to Alaska's oil companies in cash credits. Other budget allocations include $8 million for the Community Assistance Program and $7 million more toward the Kivalina K-12 replacement school. Alaska's first licensed marijuana business is having a good year. Pocololo Supply Company in Fairbanks made Alaska's first legal cannabis sale last fall, and as KUAC's Dan Bross reports, the family-run business reports strong first-year sales despite limited raw product availability.
Pocololo Supply Company owner Cole Hollister spoke to the Fairbanks City Council as it considered renewal of the company's cannabis retail and cultivation licenses. Hollister told the council business has been good.
Every day, 25 below zero, people would be lined up in that parking lot. That's how much demand there was in this town to have legal place to go and buy marijuana.
Hollister says Pocololo, which is the Hawaiian word for marijuana, has made over 17,000 sales and generated $83,000 in tax revenue for the city of Fairbanks. He noted that's despite a shortage of marijuana that limited open hours at the store until recent months. Hollister holds up his store and four other marijuana retailers that have since opened around town as a positive result of the drug's legalization.
The sky hasn't fallen. Marijuana is a very safe commodity. It has considerable medical benefits, and the number of people that come into our store every day looking for some type of relief is almost unbelievable.
Hollister says the majority of Pocololo's customers are over 50. Hollister and two sons run the business, which he says employs 17 people overall. Alaska Marijuana Control Board member Brandon Emmett of Fairbanks also addressed the council, laying out positive impacts of the legal marijuana industry.
We've been able to capture tax revenue and create jobs and have stolen a significant amount of business from the unregulated market.
Emmett added that the Marijuana Control Board has heard minimal negative feedback about businesses statewide.
There has only been one accusation brought against a retail store, and that was in Anchorage, and that was surrounding the advertising restrictions.
Discussion of the Pocololo license renewal did not draw any negative responses from council members, including David Pruse, who's kept a sharp eye on the new industry.
Never been a complaint. Operated well. First license we ever issued. They've done it very honorably, and they should be supported and should be renewed.
Pruse also noted a decline in local public opposition to new marijuana business licenses and asked Emmett about the statewide perspective.
Do you believe that the public is getting used to the retail marijuana outlet concept?
I do. I think that marijuana is starting to become normalized. I think that people are realizing that it is an objectively safer substance than alcohol.
Pocololo Supply was named Retail Store of the Year at a Northwest Region trade show in May, something Councilmember Joy Huntington took note of.
In any industry, it's great to set the standard high, and I think that that's been the expectation across the state. And Fairbanks, as usual, I think, has led the way in that, and in large part thanks to the efforts that you've put in to create a business that the community and your family can be proud of.
The council voted unanimously in support of renewal of Pocololo Supply's cultivation and retail licenses. There is an active group of local residents opposed to marijuana, and City of Fairbanks voters will consider a ballot proposition in the October 3rd municipal election to ban commercial cannabis within city limits. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.
For more on tonight's stories and others, visit KUAC.org or Newsminer.com. I'm Tom Hewitt.